Ann Arbor City Councilmember Sally Hart Peterson says she hasn't seen any evidence of backroom dealings while on City Council, but would like to start a discussion on conflict of interest issues. Peterson says several Second Ward residents have raised the issue with her. Peterson says a conflict of interest policy could lead to an overall ethics policy for council members.
This could be one step toward a city ethics policy that I understand has been tried once before, but trying to, you know, institute a city ethics policy without taking incremental steps first, it might be sort of like trying to get a snake to swallow an elephant or something. We got to take this in small chunks.
Peterson says the first step, though, has to be getting everyone to have the same understanding of state laws around conflict of interest. She says, for instance, council members with ties to the University of Michigan often get accused of a conflict of interest, but state law clears them because the City Council and U of M are both public bodies. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.